Helen Liebman got the bad news Tuesday night. A sophomore student at Sonoma State University with a dual major in geology and dance, Liebman learned that the core of her dance program had been abruptly dropped from the school's catalog.
We were informed yesterday, the entire theater department, which includes dance, that our acting block and dancing block was canceled. And this is the meat of our degree. It's 4 semesters, 20 units, everything we work for. It's all the experience we get. And at the moment, it no longer exists.
Course offerings for other departments, such as psychology, one of SSU's largest, were also sharply cut back in response to the most recent round of budget cuts from Sacramento. This was the timely context for a statewide series of protests yesterday at all 23 California State University campuses, where students and faculty joined with an impassioned call for administrative transparency and reordered fiscal priorities. Astronomy professor Scott Severson was among the speakers at the Rohnert Park campus.
We all know what budget cuts mean. Higher fees, fewer classes, and for me the most poignant, it means fewer students. CSU-wide, tens of thousands already have been denied access. Tens of thousands more with the planned budget cuts.
Fifth-year senior Daniela DePaul, one of the student organizers of the rally, noted that fewer students enrolled also means fewer teachers and fewer jobs.
So we're losing faculty that we care about. Half of our theater program is getting cut. Half. And an email was leaked about the comms department. They're thinking about firing chief editor, professor, and he's been nothing but an asset to our campus.
DePaul lays the problems with the CSU squarely at the feet of Chancellor Charles Reed, whose $450,000 annual salary was roundly derided as an example of his budgetary mismanagement.
Many students don't even know who Chancellor Reed is. The most important thing that they can do is to let people know that they've lost faith in Chancellor Reed and for there to be a sign of disapproval.
Anthropology professor Margaret Purser disapproves, but she says a bigger issue is a narrow, somewhat disparaging view of the school and its purpose that is well established within the CSU administration.
Students from the CSU tend to be envisioned by this particular sector in the administration as people who should be technically proficient, intellectually docile, and infinitely interchangeable cubicle droids. The comments that were made at the rally about accessible public higher education being the route to upward mobility and a ticket into the middle class, that is the bargain that they've walked away from. But they're not going to say it out loud. And so our argument is, look at where they're spending their money.
Meanwhile, contract talks between the CSU and the California Faculty Association have centered not on salaries and benefits, but on questions of employee rights and managerial oversight. The approach is more subtle than that employed by Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, one negotiator told me, but the underlying philosophy is disturbingly similar. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.